Among other things, this music might put us in mind of a big buildup of sorts, a wind-up, as if we're about to hear something newsworthy or something that's a really big deal. As it happens, that is actually the case. The folks at the Greater Hazleton Concert Series would like to introduce us to their new season 2016. The 2016-2017 season actually gets underway with this musical group. That's it. It's Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, and they will kick off the season for the Greater Hazleton Concert Series on September 22nd. Amelia Bergeron, president, Cynthia Currier, and Joel Whitner are campaign co-chairs of the Greater Concert Series in Hazleton, and they all paid a visit to the WVIA studios to talk with us about upcoming performances. Amelia Bergeron.
The Greater Hazleton Concert Series is now in its 81st year of providing professional performances. Through various media, we have expanded our territory. So we get people. Our audience isn't just Hazleton. It is from the surrounding areas as well. And our mission is to encourage the appreciation of arts and music to the community and to foster that also to the children in the area. And consequently, we provide student outreach activities by the professional performers to the students in the school district. The performers will actually go into the schools and they will give them a little program, and it's not a mini concert. It is education. They may tell about the music, they may tell about the composer, they may dance a little, sing a little, and the children all seem to enjoy it. And just to see their hands raised with all the questions, you know, they've got an interest, but it hasn't been presented to them. But we are presenting it to them, and they're excited about it. One time we had the Valeshka Ukrainian Dance Group, and Taras showed them how, by just changing the tempo on this recording, that it gave the music an entirely different sound. So he asked them to do their thing. And they did, and they got on that gym floor, and they were break dancing and so on and so forth, and they loved it. Well, after the outreach, one little boy, who was, I guess, in seventh grade, so he wasn't really little, came up to him and said, "Mr. Taras, I enjoyed myself so much. Where can I get dance lessons?" So we're very proud of that. In fact, I sometimes think that I enjoy the student outreach activities better than the performance, because your mind is all filled up with, oh, you hope everything goes right.
I'm always fascinated by people who have lives that are full and don't have any extra time and yet are willing to take the time to work with an organization like this. And I'd love to know what drew you each to lending your talents to the series.
Well, I was sitting one night in choir minding my own business when Millie leaned over to me and said, "I have a problem. You know, we lost Joan, and we dearly love Joan, and Joan was a very good friend of mine." And I said yes, and she said to me, "Well, do you think you could help out maybe a little bit with what Joan did?" I said, "Millie, anything that you want me to do, I will be more than glad to help you with." And that's how I got involved, in church, right there in front of God and Millie.
How about you, Joelle?
I've been involved in the arts since I'm very young, thanks to Joan Moyer. She was my third grade music teacher, and she was the first person that made me sing in front of a crowd. And ever since then, I've been performing, involved in performing arts, singing with show bands across the East Coast. And I actually also help backstage with all of the sound. And I got to know Millie that way, and we decided it would be a great match for me to be involved since I get to see both sides of things.
We begin this conversation with a big hole in our hearts, having lost recently Joan Moyer, who was so vital as a person, as a musician, as a teacher, and someone who worked tirelessly on behalf of the Greater Hazleton Concert Series.
And most of all, as a friend.
How lovely that you would each, because of your respect for her, step in and say, we'll do what we can. Now, Amelia, you always try to seek a balance, don't you, in terms of acts?
Yes, I do. And it takes a lot of research. I even hate to say this, make this admission, but sometimes I get tired of hour after hour after hour after hour, day in, day out, listening to various performers, taking notes and so on and so forth. Well, this is a possibility. I usually research online, or I will contact presenter friends of mine and ask them, have they had anything that they think would be suitable for my audience? Or if I find something, conversely, I will ask them, look, I understand that you have had this performer. How well were they received or not received? And upon that basis, putting all of that information together makes me form a decision that this is maybe a possibility. And then I forward that possibility to our artistic selection committee for their input. And then a decision is made. And that's how it all unfolds.
There are many times when I have actually seen people that I've watched on videos growing up in our backstage area, and the quality of performers is unbeatable.
Tell us then how you begin.
We have a terrific calling card. The group is the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, and that will be on September 22nd. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy got its start in Ventura, California about 24 years ago. And it was during the grunge era, but theirs is a swing revival kind of a band. And it just happened to be that swing was experiencing a revival at that time. Scotty Morris and Scott Todd Sondergren started the group initially. Scotty Morris had gone to see a guitarist whose name was Al Collins. And after the performance, he took his poster up to him and asked him if he would autograph it for him. And Al said yes, he would, and he wrote on it, "To Scotty, the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy." And when he saw that, he thought, boy, that's really cool. And that is going to be the name of our band, the Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. Now, they do play jazz and Dixieland. It's a horn infusion, and they play maybe similar to Cab Calloway. They will come dressed in the clothing of the era. They're known for Go Daddy Go, You and Me Baby and the Bottle Makes Three, Mr. Pinstripe Suit, and it is not just a performance where they sing one song after another. This is indeed a show, and it is comical. And there is going to be so much audience integration in it that they may be dancing in the aisles, and that's okay. Big Bad Voodoo Daddy, their music has appeared in movies and on television. They also have appeared in the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade. They've been on Dancing with the Stars. They played at halftime for Super Bowl 33. They've also played with symphony orchestras. They have played everywhere from Hollywood Bowl to the Lincoln Center. It's a nonstop kind of a tour for them during a year. They put on at least about 150 performances.
And Joelle, you well know the rigors of the touring life.
Traveling takes a toll on you. You're constantly meeting new people. You know, you're away from your family, and you're constantly in a new town. You don't know where anything is, and you rely heavily on the organization that brings you in. And many times our organization is complemented by these professionals.
That's your calling card?
That's our calling card, and I have been receiving calls since April to buy tickets just for this group. Diversity is the word. We move on to the Siberian Virtuosi from Russia on October 20th. This is a very unique group of 12 violinists, all in their teens, maybe might have a couple that are early 20s, and a pianist, because of course we need that piano for the percussive sound and to add depth to what they are playing. It is amazing. They don't use any music. It is all memorized, and they stand the entire performance. They're going to be short pieces, and they're going to be familiar themes, themes that were maybe turned into a modern song that we sing today, a ballad. Now, they are going to play Johann Sebastian Bach's Toccata and Fugue in D minor, which was written for an organ. But when they play it, you can almost think you hear that organ in the background. When you see their fingers flying over those strings, it's awesome. You wonder, how can they make them go that fast? The bow just seems to bounce off the strings. So they are just wonderful, wonderful performers. You will hear Tchaikovsky, you'll hear Rachmaninoff, you'll hear Niccolo Paganini's Caprice No. 1, and this exhibits the group's ability to play in unison. And the whole ensemble sounds like one violin overcoming the very technical difficulties of the piece. And it is tough. You'll hear Vivaldi, Bach again, and oh, Erica, they will be playing one of my favorite pieces, Air on a G-String. They will end with the Saber Dance, which is quite an exciting piece of music to end with. It'll be a grand finale. So that will be our classical offering to our audience. The next performer will be the Annie Moses Band. She will be doing her PBS show, The Art of the Love Song, which I've heard twice on our station here. And they're just a wonderful, wonderful family group. They also are very young. Annie Moses plays the violin, and she is also the lead vocalist. Other instruments you will hear will be the viola and the cello and the harp and the mandolin and the guitar, and it just all blends together for a very unique and different sound. And I must say that when Annie sings, she has a very delicate sound to her voice. It's not one of these gutsy from the stomach, from the throat. It's almost ethereal. And you will hear such selections as The First Time I Saw Your Face, La Vie en Rose. They will be singing some Nat King Cole favorites like Nature Boy and L-O-V-E, The Very Thought of You. And we'll end with Grow Old Along With Me. And I don't know what their encore will be, but I do hope it's going to be Shenandoah, because that is absolutely exquisite.
Then you bring us the second half
of the season.
Yes, in the second half, we will start off on February 21st with the Peking Acrobats. It is a premier group of 30, and this is their 30th year of performing in North America, and it is the year of the monkey. They will be using instruments from the time period of 2,000 years ago. Acrobats, that art form, is considered to be as great as an opera singer. There are daring maneuvers atop a precarious pagoda of chairs, trick cycling, precision tumbling, somersaulting, and gymnastics, amazing displays of contortion. And, of course, the thing that every person likes to see is the chair act. And that is when the acrobat will take a chair and place it on the floor. It's got four legs, wooden. And then he takes another chair and stacks it on top of that.
climbs up the second chair, performer on the floor hands him a third chair, and so it goes. He puts them one on top of another until he's got 8, 9, 10 chairs. He climbs all the ways up around these chairs to the very top. When he reaches the top chair, he tilts it on its side so that now only 2 legs of the chair are being supported. And when he does that and he tests it for its stability, then he gets up and handstands around the top of the chair. And that is the most exciting thing you'll see in the performance. And you hear people gasping. They can't believe, and they're afraid he's going to fall or the chairs are going to fall. And then he deliberately, one at a time, removes a chair and hands it to the acrobat who's waiting to receive them on the floor. So I guess we're a little excited to have this group. We'll have a dragon, a lion. The costumes are just glorious in color. And they are authentic. And we move from the Peking acrobats to Jim Witter's Piano Men show on March 23rd. Jim Witter is from Canada. And it's funny, it seems as though when I read about the Annie Moses band, the performers, they all started their training at the age of about 4 or 5. Well, I think that must be the magic number, because Jim Witter began studying piano and voice at the age of 4. It was always in his system, and his mother would often play the piano, and he would belt out Beatles songs, Broadway tunes, and it was evident that throughout his life, music was there, and it was going to be his livelihood. And so what he would do, he would write shows during the day and compose music, and then at night, to sustain him, he played in clubs and bars to earn money. Then he started to write shows, and he does have a few of them out there, and each one is just delightful, and they're all multimedia. He has one for the Beatles. He has one for Simon and Garfunkel. He has one for Barry Manilow, but we are having Piano Men, the music of Elton John and Billy Joel. And I know a presenter who has put on one of his shows each year, and he's doing a student outreach. Now in April, we're going out with a big bang. The show is called Artrageous on April 19th. It's an evening of art, music, and bubble wrap. A troupe of artists, singers, dancers burst out onto the stage, and it's a mixture of art, music, and dance, and they will be singing music of the 60s, 70s, and possibly some in the 80s. There will be 3 artists on stage who will be painting portraits of notables. I don't know if it's a plasterboard or if it's a canvas. I don't know what the material is, but it is 6x6. And they will be painting, portraits of Frank Sinatra, Statue of Liberty, Ronald Reagan, John Lennon. And at times they will turn that upside down and they're painting upside down. Now, great thing about this is that they have to finish their painting at the same time that the performers are through singing their song and doing their dance. That will take your breath away. There is much audience interaction in there, so the people better be prepared to be involved in this production, because they will be. So we are excited about it. It's a real family show. And guess what, Erica? They're going to do a student outreach.
Now we turn to you two to tell us how we can take part in this. Tell us about how this works.
Well, we have sent out pamphlets to our returning members, and they have, in return, acquired new members for us. For these 6 very, very exciting shows, we offer a very, very good arts and music performance for a very, very good price. And price for families is the 2 parents and then how many children they have. So, like I said, it is very, very good. We have posters, we have pamphlets, and we distribute the posters to businesses around Hazleton and the surrounding area. And we also have pamphlets that we leave at these places. But you can also call 570-436-6615, and I will be very, very happy to send out a pamphlet to you. You can also purchase tickets at the door, but why pay for one performance when you can pay for the membership and get to see all of them? It would be much more beneficial that way to do so. And may I point out something else? If you buy a membership with us, we also have reciprocity with a few of our restaurants in town. So if you show them your ticket, you will get a 10% discount off your meal the night of the concert.
When you see this as a performer, Joelle, this is a remarkable organization.
Absolutely. The things that this organization offers a local community, especially one such as Hazleton, there's no price that you can put on it. The arts are so important to everyone. We fight to keep our arts programs in the schools, and to have something such as this organization offer student outreach where these children can be inspired and find out ways that they too can use their artistic talents for better. There's no price to put on it. And for anyone to come to see one of the shows at the price that the organization offers it is remarkable.
One other question, Joelle, because of your many hats in front and behind the scenes. Talk to us a little bit about the venue.
Hazleton Area High School is a beautiful venue to put on the shows. It's a great big stage, probably one of the biggest in our entire area, with a beautiful proscenium. The seating is very comfortable. There's a great pitch to the auditorium, lots of parking for everyone, handicapped accessibility, and it's just a really comfortable atmosphere for everyone to sit in, no matter what the age.
Website?
It's www.hazletonconcertseries.org.
If I could have a return engagement for every performer that people have said to me, let's have them back, I don't think I'd ever have to look. It would go on forever because they like everything.
Tell us about your slogan.
Yes, we have a slogan. I happen to purchase brochures, and I just saw this one, and boy, I really liked it. It is an eighth note, and it is comprised of all human beings, all people, within the note and on the outside, coming towards the note. And the slogan says, we bring people together. And that's what we hope to do with our concert series, bring people together.
Amelia Bergeron, president, Cynthia Currier, and Joelle Wittner, campaign co-chairs, speaking with us about the 2016-2017 season of the Greater Hazleton Concert Series, getting underway on Thursday, September 22nd, with this group, Big Bad Voodoo Daddy. The season will continue until April 19th when the program titled Artrageous will be presented. All performances take place at 7:30 p.m. at the Hazleton Area High School, West 23rd Street in Hazleton. There are individual memberships, family memberships, and student memberships available. Tickets will also be available for single concerts as well. For more information on the web, hazeltonconcertseries.org, hazeltonconcertseries.org, or by phone, area code 570-436-6615, 436-6615, area code 570, or hazeltonconcertseries.org. Swing it.
down, zip it down, zip it down, zip it down, zip it down.
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy opening the 2016-2017 season of Greater Hazleton Concerts. It's on September 22nd, a Thursday evening at 7:30 at Hazleton Area High School, West 23rd Street in Hazleton. For more information about that performance and the entire season, hazletonconcertseries.org, hazletonconcertseries.org.